Look like he doesn't too much on the outside to take care of it. But you know what? For his little horse on the inside, he had nice, rich alfalfa. And when springtime came, they let the horses out of the barn. That one that had been in that old shabby-looking barn eating alfalfa all winter, he got out there and he seen that sun, he feel the breeze, he'd kick up his heels, my, he felt good! And you know what the other horse said? He looked over and he says, fanaticism. Barn sure looked good on the outside. Horse starving to death on the inside. And that's what's wrong with the churches today. The Bible said there's a famine in the land. Not a lack of bread, but for a hearing of the true word of God. That trumpet, when it gives a distinct sound, Genesis through Revelations, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Brother, it anchors to your soul. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away. Hallelujah. It might not make the flesh feel good, but your soul feels fine. And you'll be so happy at the resurrection. That, you know, they say, you can't take anything out of this world. Your soul. Your soul is more valuable than all the gold and silver in the earth. You know, like a story I heard one time, scientists had found a way to manufacture a kernel of corn. And it was so perfect. You could take that manufactured kernel and you could take a handful of them and a handful of the original grain and you could just shake them all up together and you could not pick out the difference. They were so perfect. There was only one way you could tell the difference. The original was germatized and theirs wasn't. You had to plant. You know, and that's the way it is with the Word of God. You've got to take that Word and plant it in your soul. If it's germatized, it's going to... When the resurrection comes, it's going to bring forth your soul. There's the word there in the Bible talks about a quickening power. And that quickening power means to make you alive. Hallelujah. You know, like when Zacchaeus, you know, the man in the Bible had died, been dead 4 days. If Jesus hadn't used his name, there'd have been a general resurrection. Because the same voice is going to bring the resurrection someday. And he come forth. He'd been rotten. His nose had fell in 4 days of that hot sun and everything else. And stinking and everything else. But something happened. He come forth and Jesus said, loose him and let him go. Hallelujah. He's all bound up in grave clothes and everything. When Jesus brought the young girl, about 12, 13 years old, back to life. Just before that,